All right, so this is a renomination, and it involves Christine Svinicki, who has been on there for several years now. Her term expires in June. But how has it gotten to be so awful?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting interplay between party politics, partisan politics, and the internal politics of any administration. It's a renomination of Christine Svinicki, who is a Republican nomination that the president makes for the NRC. The NRC has the commission sits two Democratic commissioners and two from the Republican Party. And this is his renomination. Her term is up in June. She just previously served a four-year term. And she, along with several other commissioners and some other women, came forward last year to complain about the behavior of the chairman, who is a Democrat nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate, Chairman Yacko, and to complain about his behavior towards particularly women, claiming that he creates a hostile work environment and needs a very sort of threatening type behavior. And of course, in that news story, the chairman, the current chairman, who is the Democrat who the complaints were lodged against, is a former Senate aide, science advisor to Harry Reid. And for those people who don't understand or who don't appreciate the geography of all this, Senator Reid is the leading senator from, he's also the majority leader, but he's the leading senator from Nevada, where for decades now, feels like decades, right, Tom? They've been debating.
It has been decades, yeah.
It feels like decades. They've been debating the Yucca Mountain nuclear waste repository, and Reid is against it. He got his guy in, the chairman, who's against it. Christine Svinicki, by all news reports, is for it. And so not only do you have partisan politics, you have politics within the committee, you have politics within the administration. And to round it all out, let's just say that within any federal agency, there's a few layers of political appointments. And if among those layers there are problems between the political appointees, generally speaking, the lowest-ranking political appointee loses the battle and is asked to leave.
Now, I do think that we would be remiss if we were just to say that this was all sort of GOP and Democrats. I know that NRC former Commissioner Peter Bradford, he was on the NRC back in the 70s and 80s. Now, he's described this as less about Republicans and Democrats and more about how there's sort of what he says, quote, there's a sort of nuclear party that transcends Republican and Democratic labels. The four signers of the letter, the other commissioners who include Democrats who have complained about Yacko, he says they are all very much in the nuclear party, and the chairman is not. Mm-hmm. And I guess regardless of why there is such a big disagreement among the commissioners, what is the impact on those career federal workers who have been there for a long time and at an agency that has always gotten good ratings when you look at the best places to work in government? It's always ranked high.
Yeah, that's actually true. I think it even came in like number three in the last ranking that came out. The impact on federal workers, you know, I think Tom's introduction is very apt. You know, they keep their head down. And for the most part, you know, when there is a political fight like this, it seems to sometimes take over for a period of time. It takes over the morale and the culture of the workforce, and everybody's got their head down. I think everybody's going to watch to see. Now, the president just renominated her. I'd be surprised. Things like this do happen in our town. And I'd be surprised if somehow he pulled her nomination. The minority leader in the Senate is really McConnell. He's really backing her. And, of course, you know, the last few years, people from the outside looking in at the way our government has worked feel that, you know, the Republican Party is the party of challenge the president on everything. So they really want her, and Senator Reid really doesn't want her. And I think what happens is it makes for a very unhappy federal workforce because, you know, they sort of feel that they're in the middle of gridlock.
So what does the president do? Is he going to let her twist slowly in the wind, or is he going to back this? I mean,
well, generally what happens when there is controversy, and we've seen this in our law practice over the last year. We've seen this play out this way. When there is controversy between two political appointees, two presidential appointees within one agency, usually what we've seen so far is that the higher-ranking political appointee prevails, regardless of the merits of the issue and regardless who really is proved to be right or wrong. The higher-ranking political appointee prevails, and White House personnel comes in and very deftly moderates a very nice exit. But the reality is that this controversy between Svinicki and the chairman has been going on since last year, and yet the president renominated her. So what I don't see is an exit. I see that the president has decided to back her, and White House personnel is probably very deeply moderating some resolution between his two political appointees to make it work.
Well, it doesn't seem like work at the agency has come to a standstill either.
No, it doesn't come to a standstill, but if you've ever worked somewhere where for example, right now at GSA, if you worked at GSA, particularly if you worked in the Western region, you can only imagine how distracting it feels to be the subject of these news reports. And then at some point when the controversy gets such negative attention or feels so negative, it affects morale. I think there's some value if they're gonna stick with her nomination. There's some value to the working of government. Not that I think Americans feel that the politics of our country care about how efficient it actually works sometimes. But to the actual workings of the NRC, if they moved her nomination along very quickly, and if White House personnel found a way to mediate and resolve the controversy, the workplace controversies between Svinicki and Yako. Now, there are political differences, both on their position on nuclear energy and, of course, their party differences. I mean, that's always going to be there. That's why commissions are composed of people from different parties and different parts of the belief system. But what she came out against mostly about him, although people thought maybe it was motivated by the science, was the work environment that he created towards women.